Lord Jesus Christ, as you once taught your disciples, so come and teach us. As you once spoke to them through children, so speak to us through children. As you once spoke of the importance of faith and the consequences of living by faith, so speak to us in the same way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, when Jesus wanted to do something very important with children, with teaching for adults, he brought out a child. Now, I would like a few child helpers, and I may say, just as a small incentive, cake is involved. Is there, I could do with five people, actually. We'd be very helpful, about five people. Yes, there's one here. How'd you come? Thank you very much. Another one? Yes? Yeah, come on, hand up. Yeah, fine. Hand at the back. Yes, you can come. Yeah, there's another one. I've got more than enough now. Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Out you come. Good, good, good. Right, fantastic. More than enough. That's good. That's good. Okay. Take a good long look. Okay. Now, put the cake away now, because I've got you up here. Oh, no, no, it's all right. It's all right. Cake will come. Cake will come. When Jesus wanted to make important points, he would draw out children. Now, I just want you to think for a moment, parents and near parents. Yeah, you can come up as well. I think we've got enough cake for you. Come on, up you come. That's fine. In fact, it would be good if you just sat down all on the front step, all of you. Just sit down on the front step, then I'll pull you up as I need you. Okay, that's great. Sit yourself down. That's fine. Sit yourself down. Oh, you're not gonna stay with your sister. Come on, sit down. That's it. Great. Okay. You can pop up when I need you. Today, and every day, I reckon you get concerned whether your children are hot or cold, or how they're dressed and what they're wearing. And so I would guess that every once in a while you put a coat on them. Is there any one of you down here, just quickly, one of you, like to wear a coat for me? Well, you can wear a coat. Come on, out you come. We've got a coat for you. Here we go. You don't get to keep this, I'm afraid. It's one of somebody else has left behind. There we are. Tell me, does your mother ever say to you, do your coat up? Yes, she does. To keep you warm, doesn't she? That's fantastic. Yeah, okay, it's good. And when she grows a bit bigger, she might get a bigger coat to keep her warm, might she? Does anybody here like to wear a bigger coat? Well, yeah, I think we need a young man for this. Can we have you young, Mr. Half to Heverman? This is a really great coat. This is a Reebok coat. About your size, I'd have thought. Big, yeah, put it in there. Yeah, absolutely. Don't worry. You'll grow into it. Okay, so we put coats on our children. That's fantastic. Good. We also, from time to time, give them things to wear. We have here two little things to wear. This is something we all like to wear. If we go to work, we wear all these so people know we are. Do you want to wear this? You can come out and wear this. Fantastic. Or we give them things like ornament things. This is a very special thing which I want back. You did have your hand up first, young man, so you come up and wear this. It could be jewellery. It could be a St. Christopher. Whole range of things. We give them things to wear. So will that just go over your... That's not going to... Your head is too big. Can you just hold that? Actually, let's ease it off a little bit. See if I can make it longer. Hey, you wouldn't mind doing... No, that's all right. We won't do that. We'll just make it a bit tad longer. This is what... You know, never work with children and vicars. There we are. This is going to work. Oh, yes, we're there. Fantastic. And once in a while, we always give our children food, don't we? Would you like some food, children? Nice cake? Yes, food for you. Food? Yeah, you can't have any. You've only got any hands, have you? There you go, food for you. Oh, you found your hand now. There you go, one for you. There, one for you. Fantastic. Fantastic. This is working out quite well. I've got just enough, I think. Chocolate chip, okay. Oh, have we got enough? Have we got two left? Have we got three? Oh, fantastic. Thank you. You munch away on those. That's, you didn't write that one. Okay, right, fine. And we give them food. And we give them different sorts of food all the way through their lives. Please turn and face the front. Okay. Now, what I want to suggest to you today is faith can be like a coat. Something that we put on. We put it on to keep us warm. We put it on to make us look more attractive. But sometimes we can think, well, it's a hot day, I don't need my coat. But faith isn't like that. The more you wear it, the more you get used to it, the more it helps define who you are. Now, we know this young man will be a footballer because he's got Reebok written all over his thing, which is how it grows. We know this makes you a hoodie, doesn't it? Which might be good, and it might be bad. Okay? Faith can set you apart. Faith makes sure people see who you are. Faith can cover some things, keep you warm, keep you going. And in the same way you have to train your children to wear their coats and to know what coats to wear, so you need to be trained yourself in how to put on your faith, to wear it in the right places. And the biggest tragedy is people think, I don't need my coat of faith today. But actually we need our coat of faith every day to keep us safe and keep us in the right way. Now the second thing is, these things that we hang round our necks, okay? Here is a badge. This will tell you that the wearer is the Reverend Jonathan Ford, and he's an honorary chaplain of the hospital. Are you the Reverend Ford? No. Don't look a bit like him. Much more handsome than he is, okay? But often what we put round our necks defines who we are. Now, you've got this little special token. It's a rather special thing because this was made on the top of the Empire State Building. And you only get one of those if you've actually been to the top of the Empire State Building. Have you been to the top of the Empire State Building? No. I have. That's where I got it from, you see. And I brought that back as a special gift for my wife and my children to show that I love them very much. So often what we hang around our necks is a sign of how much people think of us. And God wants us to give us faith like that. The trouble is, many of us hang round our necks other things. Things that make us ashamed. Things we should never have done. Other people hang bad things around us. And they can be a tremendous weight. They can hold us down. And God wants to take off the bad things and put on the good things. Let me explain what I mean. How many of you watch or know who Superman is? Yeah. One or two? How many of you know what kryptonite is? Yeah? And you all know that green kryptonite is bad for Superman. Yeah? But red kryptonite is really good for him, makes him stronger. Did you know that? And faith can be like red kryptonite. You hang it round your neck and it makes you stronger. Does things for you. But we often hang things round our necks which are like green kryptonite, which destroy us. Now, the thing about having something hang around your neck, and I've got something you've got hang around there, is often as not, we cover it up. And sometimes we don't realize people have faith until either they reveal something about themselves, or if they're under pressure, and it suddenly kind of flips up. Okay, can you just stay sat down? That's all right. Ooh, stand up and join us. That's fine. Okay. Now, I wonder if your faith is like that. It's not like a coat, but it's always around your neck. You never take it off. It, like green kryptonite, it gives you fresh strength. But there are moments when you're under pressure, under stress, where you reveal it. And people suddenly say, aha, that's why you behave like you do, because you're a Christian. I wish I could have something around my neck like you've got, so I can be as strong and as powerful and as good as you. So I'm asking you today, what have you got around your neck? Is it holding you back, or is it helping you grow and become the person God wants you to be? And finally, and fortunately for me, I've got one cake left. I've got one cake left, and this is my cake. No more cake, this is my cake. And the reason why it's my cake is I need to show it to the people. You see, the other thing about faith is it can be like food. Now, I'm very pleased to say that I have not poisoned your children today. All right? I have not poisoned your children today. I hope they're not allergic to chocolate. I know that anybody I know is allergic to chocolate. But what goes into us gives us energy and strength. It can kill us or it can make us strong. And faith is like food. The more you eat it, the more you feed on it, the more you learn how to do that, so you get fresh energy. And like any food, it begins to change you. Makes you stronger, helps you grow big. These children will stop growing if they don't get fed, and they won't be energetic and won't be able to jump around and do all the wonderful things they're doing. Have you learnt how to feed on faith? How to let it nourish you? How to help you make you grow, make you stronger, build you up, so you can live the life, in fact, radiate all the things that God wants you to have. So I ask you today, is your faith like a coat you put on or take off? Is it like something you hang around your neck which defines you, tells people who you are and makes you strong? Or is it like food, something you take into yourself every day and is changing the whole way you live? Because that is what faith is like. Now God says something else. He says two other things in our reading today. One, he says, if there's something around you which is holding you back, stop taking you where you should go. Whatever you do, take it off. Cut it out. I'm very careful. He didn't take your ears off there. That was a near miss there. Don't do that. But rather, put on something from me. Can I just have, oops. Oh, thank you. There we go. Let's just say this is something that's full of life and energy and going to make you big and strong and powerful. Put on this precious gift from me. Put on this precious gift from me, okay? Make yourself stronger. And if you're cold and frightened and away, put on, I'll just borrow your coat, thank you. Put on the coat. There you go, one for you. Put your coat on behind you, that's it. Put on this coat of faith to make you strong, keep you safe and everything else. Can I have your coat too? Can I just take yours? Can I take it off? That's great. Put it on this person over here. That's right. Put it on there. Can you manage that one? So I can look after you and everybody knows that you're mine. And finally, and you've eaten your cake, but you haven't eaten yours. So, as you're a special person today, young lady, you can have another cake. There you are. Oh, aren't you? Oh, it's all right. There it is. Yeah, there you go. Got your cake. Fantastic. So you can feed on me. Grow and be strong with me. And if it's true for the children, it's true for you. Because Jesus says, unless you become like a child, you just can't see it, you just can't join in. They can see what you can't see. Another thing he says is that God is always looking out for us, like the shepherd looking for the lost sheep. If you feel lost today, that's a classic. You see, he's lost, mum shepherd come out, found the lost one, brought him back to the hundreds. Fantastic. But that is what God is doing today. He is looking for you like a lost sheep because he wants to bring you back, give you good food, give you nice things around your neck and nice coats to wear because he loves you and he wants you to be part of your family. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for this great and glorious day of baptism. We thank you for all the rich things that you want us to have, the wonderful things you want to tell us. I pray now that we would have heard you speaking to us, calling us home, asking to feed on you, to receive great gifts, and to put on our coat of faith, that we might walk with you on the long journey of life forever, and finally come home to you in heaven. Amen. Would you like to give all my helpers a big round of applause? Thank you. Can I have everything back? Thank you very much.